It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. My name is Keith Manley, and I want to thank you for joining me today. I'm in a new series that I call Problems and Promises, because while life brings real problems, God's promises are even more real than what you're going through today. Yesterday, we talked about discouragement, whenever life doesn't go like you plan for it to go. Today, we're talking about something deeper, something every single one of us face, and that is pain. Physical pain, emotional pain, and spiritual pain. Sometimes pain you can describe, and sometimes pain is so deep you can only groan. Pain raises the hardest question of all, and that is, if God loves me, why does He allow me to hurt? It's a question that we all ask at some point, but today I want to show you that pain is never wasted. Maybe you've heard my song, God Don't Waste Pain. And even when you don't understand it, God is doing something eternal in you. Nobody signs up for pain. I'm going through some pain with my back right now where I have a disc that's herniated. I have two discs that are slipped, and then I have about four discs that are bulging. And boy, I tell you, I know what pain is like. We pray for healing. We pray that we won't hurt anymore. We pray for blessing, not breaking. But pain is one of the greatest teachers God ever uses. You remember Job, the guy that lost everything? He said this in Job 23 in verse 10. He said, He knows the way that I take, and when He has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. Did you hear that? When He has tested me, not if He tests me, when He has tested me. Pain doesn't mean that God has abandoned you. It means He's refining you. C.S. Lewis, he once wrote this. He said, God whispers to us in our pleasures, but He speaks in our conscience, but He shouts in our pain. It's His megaphone to rouse a deaf world. You ever notice how pain gets your attention? I mean, it pushes us to pray again. It strips away that illusion that we're in control. And in that place, we discover that His grace really is enough. Remember Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12? He talked about what he called a thorn in the flesh. We don't know what it was. People speculate. They say it was a sickness. It was his eyes. Maybe it was persecution or emotional torment. But we know this. It hurt. Because Paul said, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. See, friend, that's real prayer. It's not polished. It's not pretty. It's not pleading. And what did God say to him? My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. We don't like that answer. I don't like that answer. We want removal. We want deliverance. We want God to just take it away. But instead, what God offers is revelation. We want relief, but God offers relationship. We want escape, but God offers endurance. See, we're serving the God that takes us through the storm. He doesn't just pull you out of it, He takes you through it. And sometimes the miracle isn't that God takes away the pain, but that God gives you the strength to walk through it. See, Paul didn't get freedom from the thorn. I didn't read that chapter. But he did get power to make it through the storm. And maybe that's exactly what God's doing in you today. When pain becomes personal. Let me tell you about a woman I met years ago who had gone through unimaginable loss. Her son had been killed in a car accident, and she said to me, Keith, I don't understand how I'm still standing. I don't even know how to pray anymore. And then she said something I'll never forget. She said, but in the nights that I've cried the hardest, I felt His arms the closest. See, that's the whole point, friend. God's right there. He never promised that we'd avoid pain. He just promised we'd never face it alone. In Psalm 34 and verse 18, it gives us that wonderful promise, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Now that's not just a poetic idea. It's a spiritual reality. See, pain may distance you from people who don't understand, but it draws you nearer to the Savior who does understand. Jesus knows pain. I mean, he wore it in his hands. See the nail prints, his feet, his side, and his heart. He's the only one that can look at your scars and say, I know, I've been there. See, Romans 8:28 says this, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. Now, some people quote that. I believe the original King James said, and we know that all things work together for good to those that love the Lord. But that's not really what it says in the original language. It doesn't say that all things are good or that all things are working together for good. What it really says is, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. He's your companion. He's right by your side. He's the one that's fighting for you. See, pain by itself isn't good. A broken heart, it's not good, no matter how you dress it up. Cancer is not good. Loss isn't good. But when God steps into the pain, my friend, he redeems it. Think about Joseph again. We talked about him yesterday. He was betrayed, he was imprisoned, he was forgotten. And yet, years later, he said to his brothers, you meant this for evil, but God, he meant it for good. There's a saying that I developed years ago, and it's carried me through so many storms I face. It's this: nothing in my life, either good or bad, can happen until it first filters through the hands of a sovereign God. And so if it gets this far, it's come with a purpose, and God will see me through. You'd be good to memorize that, friend, because it's carried me through so many storms. That nothing in my life can happen until it first filters through God's hands. And he determined that this storm would be okay because I'll grow through it. See, in your story, the enemy may have meant harm for what happened to you. But God is still at work behind the scenes, and he's weaving redemption through every thread of pain. My friend, pain, it stretches your faith. Pain, it deepens your compassion for others. And then pain, it reminds us of our dependence on God. James wrote this. He said in James 1 and verse 2, he said, consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Now that doesn't mean you have to enjoy the pain, but you can embrace its purpose. Because the same pain that makes you cry out to God is often what makes you grow up in God. Have you ever noticed, friend, that flowers don't grow on mountaintops? They grow down in the valley. The soil is so much richer there. The moisture is deeper there. And maybe that's why David wrote, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Did you get that? The thing that kept David from fearing was the presence of God. He knew he was Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. Friend, it's in the valley where you learn who God really is, not just what he can do, but he's right by your side. Let me tell you a story from an old silversmith. Someone once asked him, how do you know when the silver is pure? And you know what he said? When I can see my reflection in it. And that's how God works in your pain. He allows the fire to come, not to destroy you, but to refine you, until his image shines through your life, until God can see himself in you. You might be in the fire right now, and it's hot, it's hard, it hurts, but God says, I'm with you in the fire. Isaiah 43:2, He says that. The fire that could have consumed you, one day it will illuminate you, friend. Now here's something the enemy never wants you to realize. Pain can actually become a ministry. I love 2 Corinthians 1:4. It answers that question that people always ask me, Keith, why do bad things happen to good people? Here it is. It says that God comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others with the comfort we ourselves have received. Now, it uses the word comfort 3 times in that verse. And pain is anything but comfortable. But God gives us the reason here that He allows pain to come into our life, because the very place where you've been wounded can become the place you minister to others. You'll find yourself saying, I know how you feel because I've been there and God brought me through it. My friend, your scars, they can become roadmaps for someone else's healing. So don't despise the season that hurts, because one day it'll be the story that helps others. Let me leave you with 3 things to hold on to when you're walking through the pain. Number one, be honest with God. You don't have to fake it till you make it. He can handle your questions, your anger, your tears. I mean, even Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? See, honesty is the doorway to healing. Tell God how you really feel. I've told you at times I had to journal, because when I journal, I give my thoughts to God. And secondly, stay connected to His Word. When pain screams loud, you need something louder. You need His promise. Open up the Psalms and begin to pray through them. Let Scripture talk when your heart can't. And then thirdly, trust His timing. Healing rarely comes on our schedule, but it always comes. Psalm 30 in verse 5 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Trust God's timing, friend. Maybe today you're listening from a hospital bed. Maybe you're driving home from a funeral. Maybe your pain isn't physical at all. Maybe it's the ache of something that's broken inside of you today. I want you to hear this, friend. God has not forgotten you. God has not abandoned you. And He will not waste this pain. He's still the healer, sometimes of bodies, always of hearts. And He's working even now to turn what hurts in you into something holy, to make it a sacred place. Father, You've seen every listener who's hurting today. You know the tears that they've cried in secret. God, You know the questions they've carried in silence. Please remind them today that You're near the brokenhearted, God. Redeem every painful place with Your presence, God, and let Your promise be louder than their pain. I ask this today in Jesus' name, God. Touch each and every listener today. I'm Keith Manley, and this has been Fresh Oil. Remember, friend, every problem has a promise. Join me next time. We're going to take a look at the weight of worry and how to have peace in the middle of the storm.
In a world where truth is twisted, where the church is pressured to stay silent, one pastor found his voice. From author and pastor Keith Manley comes We Will Never Be Silent Again, the powerful true account of a pastor watching history unfold through the rise, fall, and return of Donald J. Trump, and the church's awakening in a time of moral confusion. You'll walk with Pastor Manley from the pulpit to the public square as he confronts censorship, faith under fire, and the spiritual battle shaping America's future. It's not a political rant. It's a prophetic call for courage, conviction, and truth in the face of compromise. We Will Never Be Silent Again by Keith Manley. Available now on Amazon in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle editions. Because the time for silence is over, and the church must stand.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.